Frank Sinatra lived in this apartment for many years. While living here, he had many Rat Pack parties over, and sort of the usual cast of characters that you can imagine from that era have all passed through this apartment. When this current owner bought it, the apartment was, frankly, in the condition it was when Sinatra lived there. And over the years, of course, that becomes very dated, and it needed a complete renovation. This owner purchased in 2008, and the renovation is just being completed now. And it's really stunning. I think the finishes that they chose are very high-end, but the house has a flair to it. The apartment is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan at 530 East 72nd Street. This is the penthouse floor, the top floor of the building, which is the 22nd story. The apartment itself is on two different floors. One of those floors has a lofted area, and I'll explain that in a little bit. There's 3,200 square feet of interior space, plus 2,000 square feet of outdoor space. And the outdoor space is on two different levels, and they're both terraces that wrap around the apartment. And all the rooms have these amazing views of the East River. The master bedroom, which is the room that Sinatra used to use as his party room, that's been turned into the master bedroom. And that room has 18-foot ceilings with these huge panes of glass that run just about floor to ceiling. And you have these very imposing views of the river from the master bedroom. It's some of the most amazing views you'll see in all of New York. Apparently, Sammy Davis Jr. used to enjoy throwing champagne glasses off of the balcony, and they would land on the FDR Drive, which is the main highway on the east side of Manhattan. And when you're standing on that balcony and looking down, you can see the highway right there, and you can imagine champagne glasses falling and crashing. You know, all of the Rat Pack had been there at parties over the years. We had heard stories that Marilyn Monroe was there, that President Kennedy had been there at one point or another. There are sort of lots of rich history that comes with the house. Sinatra's bedroom, the room that he used as a bedroom, is it's the corner bedroom. It's for our standards today, you would actually find it to be a little bit on the smaller side, but it does have access to the terrace from the room. And it is certainly impressive. As you walk through the house, what we were told was that Sinatra had worked with the developer on the layout of this apartment. So he had envisioned the space in a similar way it's used today. While there were lots of changes made, the kitchen was opened up, for example, and obviously all the floors were changed, new paint, new electric, new plumbing, you know, the works. The concept of the house and how Sinatra used it is very congruent with how it is today. We haven't mentioned the price. So this apartment is asking $7.7 million. It is a co-op, and it is available right away. No one's living in it now. The contractor's finishing up some minor touches, but the apartment is ready to go.